Niemand hat die Absicht, eine Mauer zu errichten.
No one has the intention of building a wall, assured Walter Ulbricht, head of state of the German Democratic Republic and first secretary of the Central Committee of the United Socialist Party at an international press conference in June 1961. Just 2 months later, on the 13th of August 1961, the border crossings to West Berlin are sealed off and all still existing overground and underground rail links between both halves of the city are suspended. The construction of the Berlin Wall begins. 150 kilometers long, 4 meters high, with barrier trenches additionally safeguarded by a close meshed barbed wire fence, the Berlin Wall cemented the division of Germany for decades to come and takes its place in history as the most significant symbol of the Cold War, the so-called Iron Curtain. The watchtower at Niederneuendorf was an integral part of the Berlin Wall until 1989, as one of a total of 302 guard towers. Only four of these towers are still preserved today. The Niederneuendorf watchtower is the last remaining so-called command post. From here, 18 further guard and observation towers were controlled, and the electronic border security was supervised. During the East German period, three border guards and one officer worked here in a 24-hour shift operation. The regular soldiers were armed with a Kalashnikov submachine gun and a flare pistol, while the officer carried a Russian-made Makarov pistol. From here, the opposing side, Western Bank opposite, was observed through powerful binoculars. The water border passed through the middle of the Niederneuendorf Lake and was marked out with buoys. Patrol boats were in operation day and night, monitoring the waters. Not far from here, around 1.5 kilometers northeast of the watchtower, looking towards the left, several cargo barges, sunk on purpose, blocked free voyage over the River Havel. At night, the wall was brightly illuminated and an additional large searchlight can still be seen on the roof of the watchtower. In the meantime, the Niederneuendorf watchtower also functioned as a Stasi listening station. From here, telephone calls from West Berlin to West Germany were intercepted. The inconvenient route of the border gave rise to absurd situations. Exclaves sprang up in the territory of the class enemy, like the one behind Oberjägerweg, which lies about 300 meters southwest of the watchtower, looking towards the right. The West Berlin allotment areas of Fichtewiese and Erlengrund on the River Havel were situated within the territory of the former East Germany. In order to get to their leisure grounds, the owners from West Berlin had to first pass through the border fortifications. At the entrance gate, they declared themselves via intercom to the East German border posts. It was only in 1988, 1 year before the fall of the wall, that access became unrestricted after an exchange of territory between West and East Germany. The border guards stationed at the Berlin Wall were especially vetted persons who weren't allowed to have contacts or family in the West and who didn't have any negative attitudes towards the East German state. They were classified as Guards of the National People's Army and were tasked with preventing unauthorized crossings of the border by any means necessary, also, if required, with the weapon. From a legal point of view, there wasn't actually an order to fire, in the sense that border guards were obliged to shoot to kill, but in everyday practice, the result was almost the same. Lethal shots led to praise and bonuses. Anyone who didn't reach for their weapon during an attempted escape risked facing accusations and punishments. Desertion also affected the ranks of border guards. Whether a simple soldier or an officer, They repeatedly took the opportunity during their shift to flee to the west in an unguarded moment. This was not without danger, because units of border troops were riddled with Stasi informers, and so distrust of one another was great. Today, it's estimated that around 200 soldiers serving at the border between East and West Germany died as a result of suicide and through accidents involving weapons. About 25 guards were killed trying to break through the border. The punishment for attempted flight from the East German Republic, as well as for aiding an escape attempt, was several years in jail. Judges frequently imposed the maximum sentence of 15 years. In total, an estimated 75,000 people were convicted. The most escape attempts took place shortly after the building of the Berlin Wall. To date, the number of fatalities at the Berlin border has not yet been conclusively determined. It amounts to approximately 130. The majority were males under the age of 30. Here, in the immediate vicinity of the watchtower, in Border Regiment No. 38, known as the Clara Zetkin, a number of escape attempts occurred. On the 24th of January 1963, about half an hour after midnight, five male youths in Sector 2, covered by the Niederneuendorf Border Brigade, attempted to flee to West Berlin, across the border at Oberjägerweg, about 300 meters southwest of here. When they were discovered by a Russian patrol, they tried to get away into the hinterland. The Russians fired and fatally shot one of the young men. Petr Kreitlo, 20 years old, sustained a shot to the head and died instantly. Another young man was injured by the shots. The other four were all arrested and convicted in May 1963 of attempting to flee. We know that Petr Kreitlo grew up in East Berlin and lived before his death in Prenzlauer Berg. He had trained as a baker and finally worked as a casual, unskilled labourer. The Stasi only informed the father 2 days after the unsuccessful attempt to flee and ordered him to remain silent about the reason for his son's death. Petr Kreitlo was cremated on the 1st of February 1963 at the crematorium in Baumschulungweg. Another particularly tragic escape attempt occurred in October 1967. By the time the Polish mariner Franciszek Pisk arrived in Niederneuendorf on the evening of the 17th of October 1967, he'd already had one successful border crossing under his belt. 2 days before, he'd managed to cross, obviously illegally, the border between Poland and East Germany at the River Oder. In a small rowing boat, he travelled down the river and then successfully made his way unnoticed to Berlin. In the boat harbour at Niederneuendorf, which doesn't exist anymore, the Polish man manages to steal a boat in the early evening and flee along the canal linking the rivers Oder and Havel in the direction of the border crossing point at Henningsdorf. He makes his way to the narrow spit of land 1.5 kilometers northeast of the watchtower, where the sunken ships lay. From there, he leaves the boat, jumps in the water, and tries to swim to the opposite bank on the West Berlin side. What Franciszek Pisk doesn't know is that the whole promontory, as well as part of the marshland to the north of the harbour, is, for those unfamiliar with the area, lethal terrain. The swampy region lies about 3 kilometers northeast of the watchtower, following the route over the Havel Bridge in the direction of Berlin-Reinickendorf, and is still today easy to recognize beyond the bridge. Franciszek Pisk was presumably already on West Berlin territory when his strength ran out and he was overcome by the marshy waters. 11 days later, a West Berlin customs official discovers the body. The police report afterwards states that The airway is clogged with mud down to the lungs. František Písek's final resting place is in the cemetery at Berlin Heiligensee. Today, the watchtower stands as a memorial to the period when Germany was divided and also to the victims claimed by the military securing of the inner German border. What appears nowadays as self-evident, that German citizens can move freely within vast areas of Western and Eastern Europe, was not all that long ago, for many people, unimaginable. As the head of state and party chief, Erich Honecker, was still declaring at the beginning of 1989,
"Die Mauer wird in 50 und auch in 100 Jahren noch bestehen bleiben."
The wall will still be standing in 50 and also in 100 years. His wish was unfulfilled, and the wall came down that same year, after a total of 28 years.
Und deshalb haben wir uns dazu entschlossen, heute eine Regelung zu treffen.
And therefore, we have today decided to draw up a regulation that makes it possible for every citizen of the German Democratic Republic to leave through German Democratic Republic border crossing points.
Das tritt nach meiner Kenntnis ist das sofort, unverzüglich.
In the tumult of jubilation without bloodshed, the fall of the Berlin Wall counts as the superlative outcome of a peaceful revolution, not only in the domestic history of the German state, but also beyond that in global political history, as a symbol for the ending of the Cold War and for the opening of the Iron Curtain.